Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mrs. Juliana Kalil, Investor Relations Coordinator at Indústrias Home. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Home's conference call to discuss the first quarter 2012 earnings results. I would like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website www.bromi.com in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to mention that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comment as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Luis Cassiano Rosolém, Chief Financial Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Administrative and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's first quarter 2012 results. Afterward, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Thanks, Juliana. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. It's again a pleasure to have you with us for the first quarter 2012 conference call. In this introduction, I'll discuss the main aspect that impacted the quarter, and I will share some thoughts on the current period of our business and its perspectives. I believe the main element in the quarter refers to the closing of the acquisition of Booker Weber, which occurred on January 21st. Hence, the numbers presented here indicate the month of February and March. During these months, Booker Weber shows satisfactory results that have been contributed to offset the poor performance that we are facing in the parent company in Brazil, whose cause will be analyzed during this presentation. We observed that the decision to acquire Booker Weber was accrued based on this small sample of 2 months, since it's already contributing positively to the results, allowing us to operate in a more diversified geographic extension, compensation, economic cyclicality of countries and regions. However, I emphasize that the decision to acquire this company was based on the strategic view of market performance with products with higher technology content in machine tools, providing competitive differentiation for all ROMI's products. These were my thoughts on Booker Weber. Now I will analyze the current period for business in Brazil, where we still obtain the main part of our revenue. The first quarter of 2012, we observed a weak economic activity, and as a consequence, the orders entry for the quarter was quite poor, especially in the machine tools business. For plastic machine business, we observed that the market is stable, but with a trend of slightly improvement in the request for new proposals. For casting, there was a constant improvement in order entry, quite concentrated on wind power. We believe that other segments, such as truck and buses, have not returned, mainly due to accumulated inventories of products with the technology of Euro 3. We believe in the recovery of production already with the Euro 5 technology within next month. The business outlook for the coming months are quite encouraged. The Brazilian government has recognized the need to take measures to protect the Brazilian industry, and early in April showed detail in the Plano Brasil Maior, which focused on the innovation and improvement of the Brazilian industry competitiveness. ROMI was invited and accepted to participate in the Competitiveness Council of the Capital Goods Sector. A work agenda has been established and the proposed action to be taken under construction to be consolidated and presented still in the first half of this year. Additionally, the government announced a series of measures which could positively influence our business. Among the measures announced, I believe that the finance offer with interest rate of 5.5% is very competitive and could encourage our customer in future needs to expand production capacity. The focus of the government in not to keep the real appreciate may provide better condition of competitiveness to our customer and create the need to expand in industrial parks, which could create opportunity for sales of home machinery. The substitution of employer social security payment on payroll for a percentage of sales create better framework condition for competitiveness to our customers. Therefore, the measure we take and others that may become from the recommendation to be made by the competitiveness councils lead to expect to go back to the turnover we had in the recent past. Return to the analysis of our results, we continue to look for better result and improving ROM's competitiveness. We are working on a project for this proposal with the support of Roland Beck, who helped us last year in developing the company's strategic planning. And at the end of this conference, we will present briefly some of the guidelines issued by this plan. Now I transfer to Fabio Tayar to continue this conference call.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The chart number 3, the highlights. We highlight the net operating revenue and the EBITDA of Burkhardt & Weber, German company machine tool manufacturer that we concluded the acquisition by the end of January. It brought 37.6 million in revenues and 10.5 million EBITDA this quarter, I mean February and March, as the acquisition was concluded in by the end of January. With the consolidation of Burkhardt & Weber, 34.5% of our net operating revenues from abroad was related to Asia, China in this case. Showing that our plan of expansion and operations in the international markets and emerging markets as well. The plastic processing machine revenues grew 3.6% quarter over quarter, first quarter over fourth quarter, showing an increase. There is some consumer incentives, the reduction of interest rate that should help the consumer in the domestic market, but the growth is too small that it's not yet a trend, and let's see what's coming next. The casting parts order entry increased 45.3%. What happened this unit in the first quarter, as Livaldo said, the automotive sector dropped mainly to trucks, and our casting, our foundry, 50%, about 50% relates to trucks, and but the wind power grew and was responsible for the increase in new orders. Jumping to the chart number 4, here we see the conjunctural indicators, the GDP, industrial GDP, and gross fixed capital formation. Here, if we see the overall picture, we see the three indicators going down quarter over quarter since beginning 2011. Investments, the domestic market are not growing as much as it was in 2010. Slide number 5, we have the level of activity index. We see the automotive dropping. Then we have plastic and rubber goods increasing. It's more related to consumer goods, but as I said before, we have to wait a little bit more to understand if this is a trend and how it will behave in the near future. The general industry capacity utilization is 81.9. It's not bad. However, the confidence of the entrepreneurs in the next chart, number 6, we will see that it's quite below the historical level. So we see a capacity utilization which is not bad, but the confidence is not good enough to encourage entrepreneurs to make new investments in capacity extension. Slide number 7, we talking about the net operating revenues distribution for the machine tool business. We see the job shops as a main sector. It did not change. Keep the on our main sector, decrease in the capital goods and increase in the automotive, but this was a specific delivery that we had in the first quarter 2012. For the plastic processing machines, we see an increase in packaging and home appliance, mainly because we delivered some heavy machines in the first quarter 2012 for those two sectors that now in the first quarter 2012 represented more than in the whole year of 2011. Number 9, we have the castings business. As said before, the automotive sector, mainly trucks, the production dropped due to the Euro 3, and then we can see this the same the evolution here reflects this impact. So in 2011 was 53, and now it's 38 in the first quarter 2012. But then we see, on the other hand, the wind power growing from 15 to 30. This was in the first quarter 2012, the most significant increase we had in the casting business, and this sector should increase in Brazil for next years. Slide number 10, we see the net sales per business unit. Machine tools represented 70.2% of the total revenues of the first quarter 2012, castings 14.2%, and plastic processing machines 15.5. Machine tools increased its participation mainly due to the consolidation of Burkhardt and Weber figures in February and March, as mentioned before. If you take a look at the foreign sales versus local sales, we see in the first quarter 2012 compared to the previous quarters a significant increase. 23.4 million first quarter and 58.4 million first quarter 2012. It's again due to the consolidation of Burkhardt and Weber revenues in February and March. It's again aligned with our strategic plan of having more participation and increase our participation in the international markets. So it represented a huge increase in this quarter. Slide number 11, we see the foreign market destination. Comparing the first quarter 2012 versus the first quarter 2011, we see Asia with 34.5%. It comes from Burkhardt and Weber. the German machine tool manufacturer that we mentioned before. In this quarter, there was we'd like to point out that there was a specific situation where Asia represented more than historically. In average, about 25% of the Buchhalter Weber revenues annually. So we see Asia growing and then taking place in the sales destination. Chart number 12, we see the order entry. As Livaldo mentioned, the most significant reduction was in the machine tool business. Some industrial sectors are not performing well, so it impacts our operations. So it decreased from quarter over quarter, first quarter 2012, first quarter 2011, about 26%, and first quarter to first quarter 2012, 22.5%. And in the first quarter 2012, is considering the order entry from Buchhalter Weber. Plastic machines, it's quite stable. It's more related to consumer goods, and we have to understand if this small growth in the revenues could be a trend, but we cannot say that at this time. The casting business, there was an increase mainly represented by the wind power segment in the first quarter 2012. Line number 13, Romy has integrated manufacturing model, so we have a certain level of fixed costs that we can only dilute with volume, basically. So when you compare first quarter 2012 and first quarter 2011, which is here the headlight is there is a mistake to first quarter 2012 versus first quarter 2011. We see labor increasing from 22 to 25. It's mainly due to the low volume and also salaries increase that happened in last November of about 10%. In terms of profitability, in the chart number 14, we see in terms of gross profit an increase of about 1.5% in the first quarter 2012 if compared to first quarter 2011. In the machine tool business, we see small recovery in price and also some operational efficiency projects that we have here at HOMI we delivered a better gross profit, not a significant increase, but 1.5%. Talking about EBIT, fourth quarter we had 19.1 million negative EBIT. So this first quarter 2012 we had 8.8. Here we have two main aspects that we in the first quarter was better than in the fourth quarter. One is as I told some small price recovery in machine tools and the consolidation of Buchhalter Weber that represented about in this EBIT about 10 million. Chart number 15, EBITDA. It's basically the same reasons of the EBIT margin. Here we have the consolidation of Buchhalter Weber and of 10.5 million in this first quarter 2012. Net profit, the last quarter was 17.2 million negative. This first quarter was 3.4. Here we have the Buchhalter Weber figures of 9.6 million and some improvements in the Brazilian operations. The business unit's results in the machine tools we see in the first quarter more drop in the gross margin, but we, if we compare to the fourth quarter, we had an increase. First quarter, as I told, the volume was too low, so we carry on a certain level of fixed costs. Same happened to the plastics machines. So the low volume represents not dilution of costs, but again, if compared to the fourth quarter, we had a slight increase in gross profit and performance as well. Then we have the casting business, where we had a decrease in margins. Volume was basically the same of the previous quarter. However, here we have the two important, very significant aspects. One is the volume, of course. It's a business that needs a high level of capacity utilization to bring margins, and also the mix of products. We have now more products related to manual lines than automatic lines, mainly due to the drop in the automotive sector production in the first quarter 2012. But basically, volume is the main aspect here. Slide number 17, we have our cash position, 90.6 million reais in cash, 237.9 million reais in debt. The net cash position or net debt position is 147.3 million in the first quarter 2012. If we compare it to the fourth quarter 2011, we have about 50 million that decreased due to the acquisition that we concluded by the end of last January, so we paid in cash. And the low volume of operations in the first quarter 2012, our inventories are in a higher level than we expect as a normal level. So we expect in the next quarters to have a reduction in inventories and generate cash from that accounting. The Burkhardt & Weber in the slide 18, it's just a highlight of this company that we acquired in January 2012, by the end of January. Transaction value was 20.5 million, enterprise value approximately 16.4 million. It's aligned with our strategic plan of increasing the complexity and technology in some product lines, mainly technology, and also expand our market and operation basis in the international markets, of course, and also some presence in emerging markets like Asia. In the same chart, we can see some key figures of the income statement of Burkhardt & Weber: net operating revenue of 37.6 million, gross profit of 5.7 million, EBIT of 10, EBITDA of 10.5, and net profit of 9.6. It's related to March and to February and March. And we would like to point out here that the 37.6 million revenue represent about 45% of the annual revenue of Burkhardt & Weber. This quarter, we had an unusual quarter, so 37.6 was very strong quarter. So please do not annualize this quarter to the next one. So we expect more normalized quarters in 2012, where we have somehow when we disclosed the transaction, I talked about the past level of revenues that should be taken into consideration when you analyze the Buchheiter & Weber performance. Slide number 19, the share performance of Romi versus Ibovespa. So we are a cyclical business. The actual situation is a low investment, so there is no there is no an optimistic scenario for the first quarter 2012, and so Romi performance was under the performance of Ibovespa. Slide number 20, I will turn the call over to Livaldo, so he will talk about the strategic planning of Romi.
Thanks, Fabio. This chart, I think it's self-explained itself. It's a very condensate one, summarize everything that was discussed with Roland Berger regarding the strategic planning of Romi. So I think I'm going to try to cover some of the aspects that is in this chart. The first one refers to the technology. You can see that our main focus is to make our products and serve in a, let's say, higher complex product with more technology. This is a role for all business. We don't think that being competitive in the commodity business is something that could support Romi in long term. Competition, the commodities in machinery commodity business is become tough and is going to be tougher. So participate in more complex, in products with more complexity and with more technology is something that could differentiate Romi from the market. When you go to the second point, that the geographic expansion, you're going to realize that we focus two different scenarios. One, it's more related to machine tools, in which we think that we should be more, we have more international presence. I mean that Romi needs really to go abroad from Brazil, have more presence all around the world, not concentrate all effort only in one country and one region. In the opposite, all the other business, we think that Brazil should be focused. Of course, we already have in the Plastico business some operation in Europe, mainly in Italy, France, Spain, and UK. We're going to keep this, but as more concentrate in sales and service. We already announced to the market that we are doing some restructuring in Romi Italia in a search way to stop all the manufacturing on that country. So the focus in this plastics machine and in the cast business and service really is going to be really focused where we are nowadays and not growing too much. Operation in the machining business, I think we have a lot of very broad product line. I'm not talking only specifically different lines, but within the same line, the complexity of product that we have is very, very high. So we think that we can do some kind of simplify it and be more concentrated in a product with less options. This is going to also to help us to work on the manufacturing process to make efficient the company more efficient. In the case of the casting business, I think the volume that we have today does not allow us to do anything else but we need to really increase volume. That is exactly where we are going to be focused on. And in the service business, we think that new products with a new way of serving our customer could really give us a new and big opportunity. The growth, casting business and service, we are going to work on basically organic goal. In the plastic business, we think that there are opportunity to have a better technical solution like save energy and also outsource cost in different countries in which can support us to really keep the company running in this sector. For machine business, we are looking for a more global strategic partnership. We think that the volume that we have today is not enough to dilute all the R&D cost. R&D in this business is very important, and we think considering that, looking for this partnership could help us very much in this business. The acquisition of Dietl-Buhr showed that technology could help us to differentiate our product from the commoditized products. So this is, I think, to simplify everything in a very few words, and probably there are some of doubts that you can have. I'll be ready to answer. Now I turn this call to the question and answer sector, please.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Our first question comes from Mr. Ricardo Alves from Morgan Stanley.
Hi again, Fabio and Livaldo. Quick question regarding the 8 million reais that you have in other other operating income, I guess, on page 14 of your release. What exactly is this, since the difference versus previous quarters is pretty high? And then I have a second question regarding your backlog. If you look at the order book on page 5 of the release, it increased over 60% year over year for machine tools, of course, because of the acquisition. But now, how should we look at this number? I mean, how long or when we should start to see this order book coming out as revenues? Do you have any visibility on that? Anything's going to change? So, yeah, those are my questions. Thank you.
Ricardo, hi, this is Fabio. Regarding the about 8 million you mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, you are talking about the other revenues we have, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So it's actually an accounting figure called purchase price allocation, which refers to Burkhardt and Weber. Actually, in summary, it's the badwill generated in the transaction. Okay, so it's kind of it should be treated as one-off in the other revenues. Okay, do not expect this a significant impact like this in the next quarters related to this subject.
Okay.
Basically, the purchase price allocation of assets and liabilities, mainly assets, evaluated as its fair value. So, it's just do not take it that it should be a trend for the next. It's related to the Burkhardt & Weber acquisition. and it generated a badwill of about 8 million.
That's clear. Perfect.
And the second one, you were talking about the order backlog of machine tools, right?
Yeah.
In the order backlog of machine tools, we see a significant increase. Then we have to be very careful when analyzing this order backlog, because here in the 156 million, we have 83.8 million that relates to Burkhardt & Weber acquisition. And Burkhardt & Weber has a longer delivery time, a longer lead time, because Burkhardt & Weber produce high complex, high-end machine tools, large machine centers with production lead time between 12 and 15 months, I would say. So the order backlog should, this 83.8 million should be treated differently from the delivery time Romy has in Brazil, because it's larger machines, more complex machines, so it takes longer to manufacture and to be delivered.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you. And for Romy, what is the lead time, more or less? And did you say 12 to 15 months for BMW?
Yeah, 12 to 15 months in BW. Castelo has
BW usually is 12 to 15 months, Ricardo. Romy, nowadays we are delivering about 45 days, okay? Usually in the past we used to deliver 75 in a period that we are with a huge backlog, we deliver 90 days. But now, as we do not have a strong backlog and we have inventory, it's just personalization of the machine, and usually we in average we are delivering 45 days, more or less, okay?
Okay, that's very clear. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statement. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks again to participate on this call. I hope to have you with us in the next quarter result call. Have a very nice, good day. Thank you.
That does conclude our Homies First Quarter 2012 Earnings Release Conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.